Good morning, all. Okay, let's continue talking about the actual act of the hadlaka itself. Say the hadlaka in kefi minhagenu. How is it that we go about lighting the Ner Es Chanukah according to our minhag? He lights the candle, or he sets up the candles really at the far right of the menorah. And then he continues to proceed adding candles or lights to the left. He continues to do so throughout all of the 8 nights of Chanukah. Vizeshu Mosif, whichever one it is that he adds, Madlik Barishona, Upone Vaholech Limino. As a general rule of thumb, we like moving towards, this is going to sound funny, we like moving towards the right. I don't mean philosophically and hashkafically. It might be true also, but that's not what I mean. I mean, as a general rule, our actual physical movements tend to be towards the right. Think about the way that we get dressed and that we tie our shoes, and this is true even of bathing and the like. We always give preference. We always give precedence to movements towards the right. Right is representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and therefore we opt for chesed over din. So we try to move towards the right. One important note here, because the issue of Ein Ma'avir Na HaMitzvos, that if you have an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, you're not really permitted to pass it up. We spoke about this a while ago with Smichas Chaver, with respect to Lecha Mishnah, making sure that on Friday night, the bottom challah, Taz says, needs to be pulled out a little bit closer to you. Otherwise, you should really be botseya, you should really break, you should really slice the top challah. And the minhag is that we slice the bottom challah. So you try to jut out the bottom challah a little bit closer towards you. This happens every single morning in terms of the way that we arrange our talis and tefillin bags. We make a point of ensuring that the talis is placed above the tefillin, because if the tefillin bag were placed on top of the talis, when you pull out your tefillin first, even if you just encounter your tefillin first, you really be chayev to put on your tefillin before putting on your talis. So we try to make sure that whichever light it is, whichever candle it is that we're going to be lighting, so according to our minhag, it'll be the leftmost candle. You want to make a point of ensuring that you actually position your body, position your hand, especially if you're a righty and you're lighting with your right hand. You want to make sure that you actually position your hand and your body in the first place closer towards that new fresh light that you're going to be lighting. So you need not pass up on any of the other candles further to the right in order to first light the candle on the left.